Hey guys, this episode was brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/SGC64 for a free audiobook. You'll be helping out the show, and we appreciate you listening.
Super Gamecast 64, episode 68. Today on the show, we're talking about games based on horror movies. Outlast 2, a horror movie recommendation for you guys, and some of our trick-or-treating nostalgia. You know what that means?
What's that mean?
Costume Quest.
It's Spooktober Part 1.
Damn it.
Spooktober!
Spooktober!
All right, I'm not yelling. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's so loud.
DJ? Hey guys, it's me, Matt.
Oh, you didn't even ask.
Nope, I didn't even ask. It's episode 68 of Super Gamecast 64.
Ask what?
I don't even know what's going on today. It's a comedy show that's also a show about video games. So if you like funny things, you're in the right place.
No, if you're not.
If you like video games, you're in the right place.
No.
If you like funny video games,
you're probably in the right place. I'm Matt.
I'm Kevin.
I'm still Tyler.
And today we are celebrating our inaugural tradition of Spooktober.
Ooh, that's spooky.
We all don our pumpkin hats. They're actually like full masks.
Yeah.
Mine's just a hat.
I'm wearing my morph suit that is like, it's got a little fringe of green around the top, kind of like leaves, you know? I'm a pumpkin. Pumpkin body, pumpkin head, pumpkin life, you know?
Actually, you know what? Speaking of. Did you guys hear about this? These creepy clowns and all that shit?
Yeah.
It was in...
Cool segue, Matt.
Well, sorry. All right, way to just peel through the veil.
You know what the scariest thing about these clowns is?
Wait, let me give them some precursor.
Okay, all right.
All right, so if you guys are unfamiliar, which I don't know how you're not, a few months ago there was some people dressed up as clowns holding knives and sometimes guns.
It actually started down in South Carolina with people dressed as clowns trying to lure children into woods.
Yeah, it's a whole slew of bullshit, and then it slowly moved up north. You guys know us. We're based out of Cleveland, Ohio, and just in the past week or two, them little clown motherfuckers been showing up. Anybody seen any clowns?
I live with one.
No, I mean like that. Do they look like the creepy clown you would see on the Stephen King It?
Yeah, I live with one.
That's not nice to Tyler.
He lives under my bed.
His name?
Well, I do live under his bed. Like directly.
I guess I didn't realize that. Confirmed.
Weird.
Tyler is Ohio creepy clown. So here's the thing about creepy clowns.
Damn it.
I want to tell you my realization, the scariest thing about these clowns, the number one scariest things, I hope you guys are ready. Gird your loins.
I'm girding my loins.
Like 100 of them can fit in a normal car.
Yeah, dude. And then if you have 100 clowns that can fit in a car, and then you take like a convoy of 10 clowns into the woods, that's like 1,000 clowns.
It's clowns that's, all the way down.
Damn, that's like insane.
No, so
that posse of clowns is insane.
This is probably going to be a shorter episode, just based on how it's going already.
I'm so funny.
Oh, boy.
No, but here's the thing, is I say that way too often. It was in North and South Carolina. That's where it started, right?
Right.
Now they're in Ohio. Ohio has this really cool thing. It's called you can shoot people in the face who are on your property without...
That's actually the law. That's what it's called.
It's called stand your ground law, but commonly referred to shoot clowns in the face if they fucks with you. So if any clown...
Fun fact, Ohio is actually the number one exporter of clowns.
We're also the number one exporter of clown corpses as of this last week.
I am the number one importer in this house of guns. Did you know that?
Really?
I got a new gun.
What kind of gun?
It's a shiny gun. I don't know what it's called.
It's okay.
Don't ask.
Does it shoot real bullets?
It shoots bullets. Check this out. This is a cool gun.
So today we're trying to keep it Halloween themed. We're trying to keep it themed around the spooktoberness of Halloween. And to keep in that theme, today the games we're going to talk about are based on horror movies. Let's throw out some old stuff first. You guys You know the Nightmares on Elm Street? Have you ever heard of that one? That's the one that's got Freddy Krueger's.
Oh, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Like, the ghoul of the supermarket.
Yeah, the supermarket tycoon turned murderer.
You never see him in the supermarket. It's only when you get, like, you're in there at, like, 2 in the morning, you're half awake, and you go to reach into, like, the frozen food aisle. And then all of a sudden, his hand pops out, and he's got, like, little sporks on his fingers, and he's like, come here. Don't fall asleep.
He's actually killer in the butcher department.
Yeah.
That's a double joke.
They made an NES game based on Freddy Krueger. And let me tell you guys, it's real bad.
He does not know the makeup aisle, though.
No. I don't want to do it anymore. Can we just call it No More Gamecast? Okay. No, I'm kidding. We're definitely doing it. So, Friday the 13th on the NES was a side-scrolling game where you would go into houses and go through... It was that NES stuff, like, okay, I'm Freddy Krueger. I'm supposed to be murdering teenagers in their sleep.
Oh, that's neat.
But I'm just fighting bats, and then at the end of the level, I fight a big old bony hand, and that's the boss. It was... Okay, I made a video on this.
It was made by somebody who has no idea what Nightmare on Elm Street is.
Oh, Sunsoft. A while ago. Sunsoft, probably, or LJN. I made a video on this a while ago, and somebody... By a while, I mean like 6 years. Somebody gave me a lot of shit. And they're like, this game is good. And I was like, you're fucking wrong. And that's how I feel about that game entirely.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Let's switch to something that is also a horror movie, but has two games.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
God, I didn't even think of that one, but that one's even worse.
Fester's Quest.
I'm Fester.
And this is my quest.
That was Adam's Family. Yeah. Wait, that was a TV. Was it a movie though?
It was. Yeah, a movie.
That's right. Shit.
There's a couple movies.
I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I don't know a whole lot about Adam's Family, but what I do know a medium amount about is Friday the 13th, featuring our buddy Jason Voorhees. Jason Voorhees he's a guy and he wears a hockey mask.
It's actually pronounced Voorhees.
Voorhees.
No, he goes by JV.
Yeah, JV, Friday the 13th. Not to be confused with Michael Myers of comedy fame. He's from that Halloween movie. We won't talk about that because if there was any Halloween movie-based games, I didn't play them. Maybe next time. But Jason Voorhees, he's the one who's really big, and he's got like that dumb strength, and he wears a hockey mask on his face, and he usually has a giant machete. There was an NES game for that as well.
And he has this insane speed where... Even though he's walking, he always keeps up with anyone who's running, even at the fastest rate.
Oh, yeah. You go back and watch the movies, you have these young, bustling teens.
Co-eds, if you will.
These nubile co-eds. And they're just full fucking pace, running through the woods for 5 minutes. And then they turn around and, oh, there's Jason Voorhees. And he's got a machete and it's going right into your butt. Honestly, I'm pretty sure that's a real kill.
You'll also have to forgive me. It seems that Slimer has cast an evil spell on my throat and nose area.
So. Breaking news. There is a Halloween-based game. It's the game where he comes home and kills you.
That's what it says.
Is that for NES or PC or what is that? Amiga?
Atari.
Atari.
This is for... Oh my god, look at this.
I'm sure. Right, oh god, it doesn't let me tell you radio. What I'm seeing right now. It's a 4-bar vertical color thing. It's like purple, yellow, like puke yellow, green, no, yeah, blue, that's and then blue. Puke green. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what those two things are at the top.
Those are the kids.
And we're trying to kill them in this game, it looks like?
I'm not even sure who's who, but I'm pretty sure that's the guy with the stab, and then there's the pumpkins.
You guys can't see this. We'll put it up on the Twitter. We'll put it up on the Twitter. It's bad.
Yikes.
Why don't you tweet that out?
I will do the tweeting.
Okay.
The tweeting.
But Friday the 13th had a game on NES, and it was pretty fun. It was like you'd go room by room. That's a lie. It wasn't good. We're seeing a sort of
a
trend. Yeah, that most movie-based games aren't good. There is the exceptions to those. But maybe they're trying to bring him back. Because we have Jason in Mortal Kombat X as of late. That was a few months ago. He was pretty cool. He was pretty cool. And then they have the new Friday the 13th game that's coming out soon. Do you guys know about this one?
Yes, I do.
This one, you take 7 players. Okay, you got 7 teams, co-eds, versus 1 Jason. and it's a completely multiplayer game. So you have that whole entire, like, horror-based, like, gotta hide from the big old spooky monster, but your monster is the friend that you have on the internet.
So it's like we've always known, the monster is inside of us.
Yeah, truly, it's deep, deep down.
I played this game.
Did you? Was it on beta?
What?
Friday the 13th.
We're talking about, oh.
The new one.
You're not talking about Evolve.
Oh my god, Evolve was bad.
I'm so sorry.
Evolve?
Hey!
That was a horror game in and of itself.
I was literally about to say the same words.
I'm so sad.
That's weird.
I liked that game.
I liked it for the 3 minutes in which people were actually playing it. And then people were like, we're not going to play this game anymore. And I was like, that's showed a lot of promise, guys. But hey, that's a horror game because there's big monsters versus a lot of people. And then Friday the 13th, it's just one normal-sized monstrous human. Not normal, he's like 7 foot. But he's a monstrous human guy versus a lot of them young, nubile teens. The co-eds. Guys, it's not going to get any better than this. Is what I said about the Saw video game when I first played it. Truly, when I played Saw, the video game. Have you guys seen the original film, Saw?
Yeah.
Tyler, how about you?
Nope.
I have. It's one of my favorite franchises of all time. Do you want to give them a little bit of a summary if they haven't seen it, Kevin?
Yeah, sure. Carrie Elwes wakes up in a single room.
The man.
You might know him from The Princess Bride as well.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Elwes. Mm-hmm. So he wakes up in a room.
The Dwight Pywood Wabots.
He wakes up in a room.
And he is chained to a pipe.
And in the room next to him is Lee Whannell, who is also one of the co-directors, and he is also chained to a pipe.
Yeah, but he's chained to a bathtub, isn't he?
No, he's chained to a pipe near a bathtub. I've seen this movie like over 30 times.
Anyway, the whole room looks kind of like a locker room or a bathroom. It's got a bunch of subway tile everywhere, and
it's dirty.
Smack dab in the middle of the room, spread eagle, face first on the floor in a giant pool of blood, is a dead guy with a gun in his hand.
And then through due process, you know, by doing their horror movie tropey stuff, they eventually find a tape and a cassette, and they play the tape, and it's like,
Yo, what up, my friend? If you want to survive this shit, kill the other guy on the other side of the room. There's a gun right in front of you. Peace.
And then it's like this whole weird thing where Carrie Elwes like, I have a daughter. And then Lee Whannell's like, I don't, but fuck you. And then it gives you this whole backstory about the Jigsaw Killer. The Jigsaw Killer and his whole thing was that he didn't kill people. He just put them into really shitty situations and pretty much forced them to kill themselves.
Which is still murder.
Yeah, guys, you can't do that. It's still murder.
For all of you out there that are like, man, this is a really cool idea. No, he's still murdering people.
That's a lot of felony counts. There's also kidnapping involved. I'm sure those weren't the safest locations. Maybe the health units are going to come and inspect you. That's what I call them, the health units.
The health units.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a cool thing. So the game puts you... It was actually canon, too, which was really fucking bad. Because at the end of the game, I won't spoil it because I don't remember it. But it would completely fuck the whole lore of the movies. And I was like, this better not be canon.
Well, the movies screwed the whole lore of the movies, too.
The movies pulled back around, all right? This is going to sound really... It's going to sound like a joke. But by the 7th one, they had fixed it. They had. The 7th is the final one.
I don't know.
They're making an 8th one, so if you want to hop on, whoa, is there ever a better time?
We have to go deeper.
There's a roller coaster.
So the game placed you as man. He had a name. He was a person. He looked like something. I can't remember what it was.
He had a face?
Yeah, he definitely had a face. And he was in, like, a hospital, and he was traptured and captured by the Jigsaw Boy. And Jigsaw Boy he had some setups for him. He was like,
hey, if you want to get out of here alive, you're going to have to do some sweet kickflips off this ramp. Full of a board of spikes. If you want to be my lover, you got to get one of these.
Jigsaw is a Spice Girl, confirmed.
He is. He's holding tryouts.
Jiggy Spice.
This was on a 360, by the way. Jiggy Spice.
He's holding tryouts for his prospective mate.
Nah. No, getting jiggy with it.
Wow.
That was a good old snort.
You were not lying when you said it doesn't get better.
Round table, if you were in a trap, what kind of trap would you want to be in?
None of them.
Same.
I would want to be in the trap where it was just Will Smith's first EP CD on my ears, and I either had to listen to the CD on repeat 6 times in a row or puncture my eardrums.
So there's one trap.
Because that's not a trap for me, that's a present.
There's one trap that in particular from the movies. I don't remember which one because I think I watched the first one and kind of gave up. Anyway, it's these two people in cages across from one another, and they're making merry with one another until they realize that they have to put their flesh or some part of their body
into... That's the beginning of Saw 5, my friend.
Into a scale, essentially. And the one guy's really fat, and the one lady's really skinny. So he's just got to cut his fat off and throw it in the scale. Why didn't you just take a pee or dump in the scale?
Because Jigsaw is always watching.
I don't care.
We're not going to get about the semantics of my favorite start of a Saw movie real quick was Saw 4, where you had the guy who had his eyes sewn shut and the guy who had his mouth sewn shut, and they didn't know what was going on, and the one dude who had his eyes, his mouth sewn shut, had a key on the back of his neck, but the guy with his, I don't know, there was a whole thing, it was like blind and deaf, and it was interesting. What's up, Tyler?
So when I said I never watched Saw, I didn't lie to you. I did watch Saw 2.
Dude, Saw 2 is actually pretty decent.
I don't like...
You don't like the gore?
You didn't like torture porn.
I don't... Yeah, that. So the pit full of syringes...
Oh, that was... Oh,
yeah.
Really did it for
that
me.
Was, yep, that,
but the yep. beginning of that movie, I'm pretty sure my toes curled into my ankles.
What's the beginning of it?
That's the one where the guy had the trap on his head and he had the key
behind it,
under his eye.
Yeah.
And he had to
cut out the key, and he couldn't do it. I'm like, dude, you're a baby. You're going to die.
He had a Venus flytrap on his head. When it closed, it was full of spikes that would just impale his head. The best opening of any Saw, I retract, is Saw 3, in which Eric Matthews, who was a detective in the series, this is a spoiler, but it's like 7 years past, so I don't give a shit anymore. His leg is trapped in one of the same shackles that one of the original characters in Saw 1 had. And in Saw 1, they dispense of their traps differently. In this one, he just took a broken top of a toilet, so the top of a toilet, and broke his fucking ankle until he could snap his foot off. My mother took me to see that because I was too young to get in, and as soon as it snapped, she got up, she's like, nope, and she left. But I got to watch the rest of the movie.
I like to think that's the noise. She just stood up and out loud just went, nope.
Nah, don't need to see this in my day.
It's really hard to believe that your sweet mother said that, man.
She's an angel.
Nope.
So the Saw game, Saw game was for 360. There's also a sequel called Saw 2 Flesh and Blood. And that one was like, if the first one was a 6.25, the second one was like a 5.75. And you're like, Matt, that's only a 0.5 difference. And I know, I was just trying to be an asshole. There is a game that came out, it's a demo of a game that came out last week. It's called Outlast 2. I was a huge fan of Outlast 1. Did any of you guys play it?
I saw the cover and I was like, yep, yeah, nope.
Me and Tyler Rush.
Not I, said the bear.
Me and Rush, who is not on the show right now, but hopefully will be soon. We played through the full Outlast game together. It's a great time. You're a guy who's going, he's a journalist. And he's going into an insane asylum trying to figure out what happened, and all he has is his camera with night vision. And the whole idea of the game is that you don't have any weapons to fight people with. You just use your camera to see around. The second one is supposed to be real... You know, actually, Kevin, I've been thinking, we haven't used that time travel machine in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a teleporter, but I think it is capable
of... It's also a time machine. Remember when we went back... We teleported to E3.
Right.
To the future.
But we also teleported all the way back to the 90s for episode 64.
That's very true.
So, do you want to teleport back to last Tuesday when the demo dropped?
Yeah.
And go play it?
I'd love to.
All right, let's go. Whoa.
Okay. Every time we go through the time traveling machine teleporter... It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Makes my tummy rumble. Ate too much cheese.
Well, you shouldn't have eaten so much cheese before we traveled back to October 4th. This is Tuesday night, guys. We're playing Outlast 2 demo, which kind of dropped randomly out of nowhere. It's a sequel to Red Barrel's first-person survival horror, so it's going to fit real good in our Spooktober episode here.
Very thematic.
Thematic. So you guys are probably like, we're not watching you play this game. Don't worry. We'll kind of guide you through. So Outlast 2. Did you ever play the first Outlast?
I didn't, but I'm happy to be your guide through lasting.
Yeah, so you can kind of give them the you can kind of give them the what's going on kind of thing. You can tell them what's good.
Give them the play-by-play.
Yeah. Okay, so we are Blake Langerman, who is a cameraman working with our wife, Lynn. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Are you guys, like, investigative journalists?
Or? Well, sometimes we're willing to take risks and dig real deep. We undercover the stories that no one else will dare to touch.
Mm.
We're kind of like the Warrens in that Conjuring 3 movie. Conjuring 3, Saw 4.
Are you following a trail of clues that started with the seemingly impossible murder of a pregnant woman known only as Jane Doe? Doe?
According to this text, it also led us miles into the Arizona desert, to a darkness so deep that no one could shed light upon it, and a corruption so profound.
Yeah, I mean, the darkness is probably so deep just because Arizona's already a dark place, you know?
It's also very dry.
Yeah, that's true.
So right now we're seeing an upside-down burning cross.
Mm.
Very topical. It's out in the middle of a big old field. Ooh.
Night vision?
So Outlast 1 was very spoopy in general. I enjoyed it quite a bit. The whole thing was that you were a camera boy, and you were behind the camera lens. You didn't have anything to protect you from the monsters. So we have arrived in the demo, and we are falling face first down a cliff.
Just had a Velma moment. Glasses fell off.
The graphical fidelity here is good. If you could see it, you would be somewhat impressed.
Well, it's a little blurry.
Well, hold on. Let me just put on my glasses here real quick. Glasses are now on.
There it is.
Glasses located. If this was GoldenEye 007, that glasses. Would have probably been a secret agent.
Glasses get.
Objective. So our character starts hobbling and wobbling down the side of a cliff. It's spooky. I'm going to tell you right now, we are playing this in the dead of night. Kevin, you mind telling them the visual or the listening audience what we are seeing right now?
Yeah. So we're looking at a shack a la Resident Evil. And next to the shack is a consistently spinning windmill. Got to reload, huh?
Well, yeah. So in Outlast,
reload those batteries.
Yeah, when you use your night vision, it uses up your batteries. Ooh, there's a spooky guy.
There's a man.
He's a man. The man has now disappeared. I looked away, looked back, and he was gone.
Classic.
Much like movie. Many of my ex-girlfriends.
Well, yeah, you better knock.
We've walked into a small shack, found a battery, and a nice portrait of a... Literally, it just looks like the Heavy from Team Fortress 2. I'm not kidding.
Oh, they got the cross right side up this time on the
that's
wall
good.
There.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Well, that's a crosses. Looks like a extinguished vigil up against a barbed wire fence and... Now we're looking at a house that seems to have some sort of,
A crow flew out a window! It's kind of reminded me of, like, Resident Evil 7, to be honest.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm waiting for one of those chainsaw guys with the sackcloth heads coming.
We are now inside this, cabin. Another portrait of the Heavy from Team Fortress 2. Maybe we're the spy.
Maybe.
You never know.
Or perhaps the scout.
I want you to do this kind of, like, imagine how, if there was a nature documentary on Discovery, paint him a picture of what we're seeing right now.
He's approaching what appears to be a chapel. As he walks down the long wooden hallway, he approaches what appears to be a manger.
This is real nice.
Some swings and tricycles and a well. What appears to be the voice of a small child. Whoa, and a tongue. A tongue just came out of the well and is now pulling him into what appears to be some sort of orifice.
Are you feeling sufficiently creeped out?
You know, not as much as I thought I would be. It's very atmospheric, but it so far, you know, the two jump scares that we've experienced have not rattled me as of yet.
Yeah, you know, nothing really shakes me in my core like falling out of this vent.
Oh, into a classroom. That's quite a scene change. We go from... Backwood. Did you see that shadow? Was that
yes.
me?
Okay. As we turned, right. There was a shadow that ran across the chalkboard.
Oh, man. There's one of those carts. You knew when a teacher wheeled those in, it was going to be a legit day.
So as we're walking down the hall, there's like, it seems to be a tentacle monster.
Like a Medusa.
Like a shadow person cross Medusa, cross nightmare fuel.
Oh, there's that shadow again. Oh, there's that shadow again.
The shadow's all up on my grill. Oh, gosh, the shadow has found me and is trying to molest me. It's hard to see the shadow.
Oh, It seems like the lockers are just opening behind you. Yep, they are opening and closing with a vigor that can only be described as...
excessive.
Excessive.
I just got attacked. The locker has opened into a white ether. We're going to walk through Dark Souls boss-esque.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a child screaming.
Oh, a door just slammed as we were walking down the hall.
Slammy doors equal scary doors.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's people climbing in vents. So there is a giant, there's just a very vicious man attacking me. He just threw me down some stairs. That's rude.
There is a lot
of blood.
Oh, yeah, that lady was just butchering a corpse.
Yeah, so this went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Now you're in a corn maze.
We're getting chased through a cornfield. Oh. I'm losing myself in this corn maze, and I feel like I'm about to die.
Dead end, bud.
Deep, labored breathing.
It kind of stinks, like, a little bit more than his normal breath does, too. It's kind of weird. I don't know if that's a metabolic thing, or...
Yeah, throw this guy a Tic Tac. He's really, he's really stinking up the atmosphere.
He's got that stinky, spooky breath.
We're very disoriented in the corn.
Oh, and there's a bunch of hanged people.
You hate to see that happen.
Yeah.
Are they Halloween decorations?
They could be.
Well, it's a little early this time of year.
Captain Planet, the power is yours! I think Captain Planet would forgive me for throwing batteries on the ground in this specific situation.
His blue ass should be helping you here.
Yeah, there's no heart to be found.
Oh. What, the power's in the camera? Is that...
Yeah, the power is yours.
Well, but for real, though, there's, like, so many things you could use as a weapon here. Why not?
The whole idea is that you can't fight back because you're a little baby back bitch.
I guess so.
We found the exit out of this corn maze, finally. The fence jump was a terrible idea overall. We're getting chased by a bunch of maniacs.
Yeah, but now at least you have some defense.
Which is running. We Velma'd the glasses
what
again.
Is it? Get, oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, evil mother is here with a pickaxe.
And
she just smashed your dick. Is that what that was?
Holy shit!
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. She just took a scythe and is that...
That wasn't a scythe. That was a pickaxe.
And that is the end of the demo.
Wow.
With one fell swoop, we Velma the glasses. And then what I can only be described as a more demonic version of the Enchantress from Suicide Squad took a Bloodborne-esque scythe and rammed it just straight into my family jewels.
Nonetheless, she mined your family jewels with that mattock.
Oh, she I hope she got her money's worth selling good on the black market.
Woo!
So Outlast 2, I'll be looking forward to this when this drops in 2017.
That was pretty, man. That was really cool.
And with that, Kevin, I think it's time. I'm starting to get those time bends, you know, when you spend too long in the past.
Yeah, we gotta go back to the future.
Let's go back to our recording.
I guess back to the present.
Yeah, let's go back
to... It just doesn't sound as good.
Let's go back to recording day of episode 68, and let's relay to them things that we saw. What we've learned here. Alright, do you want to hit the button?
I would love to hit the button.
Let's go.
Oh, wow, we're back. You need a second? Yeah. After that ending, holy shit. She literally took a mattock to my fucking genitals. Sorry to be brash, but she cut off...
But we're always brash.
She cut off my balls with a giant axe.
Turn her head off.
Uh-huh. It was...
Did you guys go to the hostel?
No, we were playing it deep in the night, here actually in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see it because we went back in time to before. Don't worry about it. So, Outlast 2 is fun. Kevin, overall feeling on it?
It's spooky.
It is pretty spooky.
I give it 4.5 spooky skulls out of 5.
I give it 4.5 spooktacular skulls out of 4.5. So that's a solid.
That's a 0.5 difference, Matt.
It's his score was better than yours.
My score was better than yours. And you know what else is better than Kevin? Getting free shit. We should go on break to tell you about our sponsors.
Yes.
Anyone want to hit that break music?
Break music.
Guys, it happened again. Audible has sponsored another episode. Once again, if you guys are unfamiliar with Audible, do you like audiobooks?
Yes.
Have you ever yelled really loud and blown out the levels? That's Tyler.
Okay. Sorry.
No, but do you guys like audiobooks? I like audiobooks. Kevin?
Better question. Do you do stuff?
Yeah.
If you do, you should do this thing.
Well, here's the thing. When you're doing stuff, if you're doing stuff alone, I don't know about you, but I tend to put my headphones in and listen to something.
Very, very true.
And if I'm not listening to podcasts, I'm listening to audiobooks.
And boy, do we have a deal for you. If you go to audibletrial.com/SGC64. Let me do that one more time just so you remember it. That's audibletrial.com/SGC64. You get a free audiobook. I have a recommendation. Once again, just to give you an idea of what Audible is. Audible, we're giving you a free trial. If you go to that URL, audibletrial.com/SGC64, you get a free trial. Kevin.
Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks. They have very, very popular series that are narrated by very, very famous actors and voice actors, very notable people. Tyler?
They also have American Gods.
Which is a great book.
Let me get this book. That's the next book I'm reading. Oh.
So Tyler has a recommendation. It's American Gods.
Yeah.
Yep.
American Gods is great.
Kevin, do you have a recommendation for them?
I do. I'm going to jump off of Tyler's recommendation from last week and pick another Joe Hill book.
Oh. Ooh.
Nosferatu. It's NOS4A2.
And that's a spook book, right?
That's one of the scariest books. That's a scary book, man.
Give him the little what's it about.
Well, it's about this girl who's really good at finding things. And the way she finds them is by using this covered bridge that teleports her to different places in the world.
That's not what you told me.
Well, that's because she's being pursued by a man in a black Wraith.
That's scary.
Is an old car.
That's a beautiful car.
Charlie Manx is a man who...
Chucky Mannix.
Who steals children and takes them to Christmas Land.
That sounds like a nice place.
It's not.
And you can get this book by Joe Hill, Nosferatu, on Audible for free.
It is amazing. And it is very, very well narrated and is very long, so it's worth every not penny.
My recommendation is, in keeping with the topical clown conversation, Stephen King's It on Audible.com. And let me just, I want to push this so you guys understand how good of a deal. If you go to our URL, audibletrial.com/SGC64, you get a free audiobook. If you want to sign up for the service, it's $15 a month and you get a free audiobook a month. Now you guys might be like, $15, you know, that's kind of pricey. The audiobook is $37 if you want to purchase it anywhere else. So why don't you do the quick math there? That's about 55% their discount. And if you want, you can get it for free literally right now. Just go online, go to that URL, sign up for the free trial. If you don't like it, you can cancel. You don't need to do anything else. You're supporting the show purely by going on and starting that free trial. But you can get a $37 audiobook, widely regarded as one of the best horror novels by one of the best horror authors of all time, for free.
And just to give you more context, Nosferatu is $33 without the subscription.
So, yeah, you can get a $33 book, a $37 book, and I'm sure Tyler's book is probably up there in the 30s as well.
But most importantly, you support the show.
And all of the proceeds that we're getting from Audible don't go into our pockets. They're all going towards the production of the show. Our next goal is a new mic. Hopefully, by season 3, we will have all three of us properly mic'd in our own regard.
That'd be nice.
So you can get a full, ooh, good voice for each person. Instead of this current situation, which we still sound pretty good, but we can sound better. And we need your help to get there. So once again, go to audibletrial.com/SGC64 to sign up and receive your free audiobook with your free month trial today. Anybody else got anything they want to say about Audible?
$33. Full cast.
$33.
American Gods.
So between us, 37, 33, and 33. All of this at $30 value for free. Audibletrial.com/SGC64. Thanks for supporting us. Also, we just posted on Twitter and our Facebook an awesome link to our friend Brian, his Etsy. He has 100 of these limited edition Trippy Pikachu pins for sale.
Those are pretty sweet.
If you guys want to see them, honestly, these pins sell themselves. We have a picture on the Facebook. It's on the Twitter. We'll pin it to the top of the Twitter so you can see it. I'm not kidding, guys. There's 100 of these. They're one of a kind. You're not going to see a reprint of them. If you want these Pikachu Trippy pins, do you have like a hat or a beanie and you put pins on? You got maybe a jacket? Or, you know, there's people who do that. I do that.
The cool thing about them is that they're hand-designed. Like,
they're not just manufactured. They're created
locally, and, you know, you can go to a con and be one of the only people there with one.
Yeah, so if you want this pin, and you like Pikachu or Pokemon or trippy things in general, it's $10. He ships internationally. You'll never be able to get him again, and you'll be the coolest kid in school. Each pin is also numbered, so you know which one out of 100 you got. And like I said, he ships internationally. Yeah, Tyler just brought up the picture. Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
That's weird.
It's neat.
It is very, very weird. It's like a, what would you call that? It's like a Pikachu with six arms who is doing like the meditation while his eyes are all tripped out.
It almost looks like the Vitruvian Man.
Yeah, it's like the Vitruvian Man if it was Pikachu, but cuter. And then the whole entire pin has like a circular spooky kind of, not spooky, it's like a trippy kind of thing.
I get a psychic vibe from it.
Yeah, like a psychic type kind of thing.
Oh, good.
Oh, jeez. So you guys can get those if you want. I don't have the URL right up. I think it's what's the URL, Kevin or Tyler? Were you looking at it?
The URL for
Etsy.me, huh?
The Etsy
URL, yeah.
Etsy.me/2e2beyl.
One more time for him.
That's Etsy /2e2beyl.
So you can get him on Etsy, or if you want to just contact him directly, you can find that on the Facebook. Well, once again, just go to the Twitter. That's at SGC64, and you will see. Or is the Twitter at SuperGameCast64?
Oh, man, there's only 46 available.
Oh, okay. So, guys, in the small amount of time...
He literally started yesterday.
Yeah, you're going to want to pick it up, all right? Because they're already 50% gone. That's good. Very good.
Oh,
okay.
My.
So that's the only ads we got for this week. Thanks to Audible. Thanks to Brian with his pins. Support both of them and you'll be supporting us directly. You'll also be supporting local artists. The pin design was by two other guys along with Brian, all based out of Cleveland, I believe. I could be wrong. But shouts out. The pins are awesome. Let's get back to the show, guys. Thanks, Audible. Thanks, Brian. We're back. It was a good ad segment.
We are back.
I had something to say, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, while you think of it, I'm going to shout out this movie recommendation real quick.
I got some news after that.
Okay, cool. Each episode, we're gonna recommend a very good horror movie. And this one is double, because not only is it a horror movie, but it's a horror movie that takes place on Halloween. And not only is it a horror movie, but it's actually five short horror movies that tie together. If you like Halloween Town, but you're an adult, this is for you.
Dude, Halloween Town's good as an adult. Don't you dare.
I'm saying, but if
don't
you're
you dare.
If you like Halloween Town, but you want it to be more R-rated,
then watch Hocus Pocus, because that's an even better movie than Halloween Town.
But you like Hocus Pocus.
I love Hocus Pocus.
Trick or Treat is what it's called. I believe it was on Netflix. It might not be anymore, but if you're looking for it at your local video store, it's Trick and then R Treat, and it's got like a little kid dressed as like Pumpkin. He's got a bag on his head and like he looks creepy. You'll know what it is when you see it. But it's a story of a small town on Halloween, and you follow several different people as they go about their Halloween traditions. And let's just say I'm not gonna spoil anything, but it's all pretty messed up. It's pretty messed up. It's a good time. So if you're into those gory kind of horror based films, it's like Halloween Town but for adults. Honestly, that's kind of what it is. That's what our recommendation is. Next week, we'll hit you with another one. Tyler, did you think of that news again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, check this news out, yo.
What's the news, bud?
I got an email today from the Bloodstained team.
The Bloodstained team?
So, Iga updated us.
Good.
Recently. And they partnered with 505 Games.
505 Games? We love 505.
We love 505 Games.
505 is great.
Yeah. So, I mean... That
10 out of 10, guys.
10 out of 10. I'm so excited for Bloodstained.
It is pretty sweet.
I don't even have words for it.
I've been excited. You know, like, we both have been excited for Bloodstained, so this is going to be even cooler now that they're partnered with 505 Games.
Well, Bloodstained is a great Castlevania like spiritual successor.
Yeah, it's basically Castlevania without taking the Castlevania IP.
If you get 505 Games on board, that's a sweet publisher. We just talked about Virginia last week. Mm-hmm. Great game. Mm-hmm. Abzu.
You want to talk about Terraria right now?
No, I don't want to talk about Terraria.
All right, let's skip right over that.
It's not a scary thing, so I don't want to talk about
Terraria. You don't know about the Cthulhu Eye. I know about the Cthulhu Eye.
Maybe next time.
Stop filming me.
The Cthulhu Eye?
It's for the fans. You guys are seeing it right now. For the fans. For the fans. For the bands.
You might be seeing it.
I mean, maybe. If you're looking at the Twitter at the same time as watching, listening to the show, you're seeing us right now. That would be weird. You can, like, line it up at the same time, and then you got us. Are we going live right now? Is that what's happening? We're live!
We're live.
This isn't on Twitter.
It's a little experiment.
Oh,
it's on Facebook.
That's cool. What's up, guys? You can watch this after. You can see
it. Hey, studio dog.
See what's up. Right there.
Hey, you can hear me, and then you can also hear me.
Studio dog.
There's Cal, the studio dog. This is probably going to get cut. This is bad radio. Guys.
Nice wink.
I want to try something. I want to try talking about nostalgia, but of a different color. Y'all remember trick-or-treating?
No.
I do. Yeah, you did.
My childhood is a blur.
Well, no, I already talked about the movie Trick or Treat. Have you seen it?
No.
Kevin, have you seen it?
No.
Did you see them? There you go. We'll talk about it next time if you guys want, but seriously, it's a great movie. Trick or treating as a thing. I'm talking about as a thing, guys.
Going house to house, picking up some candy bars.
Well, you have to knock on the door first. It was a different time. You had to knock on the door and you'd say,
"Oh,
trick or treat."
And
then usually they'd give you a treat, but sometimes, depending on your neighborhood, it would be a dirty little trick. Did you guys
like an apple?
No, I never got tricked.
Do you never got tricked?
No.
You never got an apple?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the worst trick of all.
A dirty little trick.
Here, let me tell you guys a story. I was walking up to a house when I was on that trick-or-treating game. And I went up to the door, I knocked, and I was like, man, what's going on? There's no one answering the door. And then they open the door slightly, and they're like, trick or treat. And I'm like, treat. And they're like, too bad. And they close the door. And then they had a decoration of like an old witch sitting right next. But that was actually a person. And they jumped out, and they're like, happy Halloween! And then they gave me candy. But I was so young and so afraid that like I just... It was like this. It was like a drug deal handoff. So if you got... The guy here, this is for the viewing audience right now. If you have the guy here in the chair, and then you got me as a child right about here, they're like, nah.
I got the nostalgia filter on.
Yeah, good. They're like, nah. And then this guy's like, happy Halloween. And then I'm like, Reese's Pieces, and I'm out. That's exactly what happened.
There was this lady that lived down the street from us that it was just one of those people. Like, I had a very active community that I grew up in. And so anyone who really didn't, spend any time outside or was never, involved in any of the community activities, they were very mysterious people. And so, of course, being creative little kids that we were, little rugrats that lived on the street that I lived on, we assumed she was a witch. Because that's what you do when you're 12.
Can we burn her?
No. Why didn't you burn her alive?
Because we're human beings.
Wait, you never burned anyone alive?
No.
You're missing out, dude.
This guy's never burned anyone alive. Take your stupid phone back. He did never burn anyone alive.
Well, nonetheless, she never handed out candy on Halloween, so...
Did you guys ever run into those houses where they're like, sorry, had to go to a Halloween party, please take one, and it's a whole bowl full of candy?
Uh-huh.
Did you take one?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah. Yes. No, I took one because that's the right thing to do, Matt.
I got two things for you. You know that cool house?
The house that would give out the king-size candy bars?
The king-size candy
bars? Hell yeah.
This is that house.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got 90
yeah.
full-size candy bars ready and raring to go for Halloween.
I was going
to
ask you guys, how do you guys deal? Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters around here?
Oh, yeah.
The past few years has been kind of slow because it's been rainy and stuff, but the ones that do come up are rewarded handsomely. Because, I mean, we try to make the front porch, like, fun and kind of creepy and, you know, we do different stuff, but...
The light's on, though.
Ah.
Yeah, so the kids that are brave enough to approach are rewarded handsomely.
Well, We don't get a whole lot of kids, but that's just kind of where we're at. I used to have this whole entire like route that I would go trick-or-treating on. It was a whole development, and you'd go down on the right side of the houses, and then you'd loop back at the end of the left side of the street. But our street's kind of a little bit off the beaten path, but most kids aren't going to be going there. So we maybe see like 10 or 12 a year. I don't know how many trick-or-treaters you guys get, around the same, or are you talking about like 30, 40?
We're talking like 45. Dude, I go through half my candy.
Dude, I want a trick-or-treat.
But then I got a box and a half of king-size candy bars.
I want to be here to hand out the candy for the kids this year.
So my other thing
was,
do you remember what your first costume was?
No, I don't. I do remember going as Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, I believe. But I do not remember my very first. Do you?
I was Sonic.
Oh my god!
I was the slowest.
Wait, you were Sonic?
I was Sonic. I still have the mask.
Yeah.
Don't. All right.
You guys really need to go on the Facebook and watch this video. It's really 10 out of 10. So
you were Sonic. Did you have any adversaries?
The Eggman?
Yeah.
I was like, the Eggman was the nemesis of the Sanic.
Right.
Was his name Eggman or is his name Dr. Robotnik?
His name was Dr. Eggman.
You can't compromise and put it down the middle like that.
I'm not.
His name is Dr. Robotnik or Eggman.
No.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this later.
We'll talk about this on the Sonic themed episode that'll be coming never.
It'll be a really short, sad episode. Or a really fast episode, you know?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Anybody have anything else for trick-or-treating?
No, I mean...
What was your first costume?
I don't remember my first costume. Kevin, what was yours?
Idea. I don't know.
You guys are the worst.
Do you remember what your favorite costume was?
I remember one year I went...
I was an adult.
When I was in college, I was real edgy. So I decided to pull together a costume last minute. Out of the things that I just so happened to have on hand, and that costume happened to be Edgar Allan Poe, and everybody thought I was Hitler, so.
Kevin is Hitler.
Yeah. That seems to happen. I think we're about done. I think we're about good for this episode. Time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So, next week we're going to be talking about Mafia 3. We'll be talking about Gears of War. Lots of stuff. In the meantime, watch out for those creepy clowns and stuff like that. I don't give a fuck
about it. That's such a joke.
If any clown were to roll up, they would get got. They'd be done. They would get got.
That magic gun.
What is that?
What?
Oh shit, you're gonna...
No, what? You're what?